Czech President Václav Klaus has given an extensive interview to the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, in which he hints at what steps he might take towards the creation of a new government. In the article, he also launches his strongest ever attack on the current Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek. Rob Cameron joins me in the studio now. Rob, can you give me a quick run-through on the president's political CV?
Certainly. Václav Klaus was elected president in 2003. Before that, he served two terms as Prime Minister of the Czech Republic in governments dominated by his right-of-center Civic Democrats. That's the party he co-founded in 1991. He led that party for 11 years, stepped down after a poor election showing in 2002. When he became president in the following year, he promised to be a non-partisan president, but he does remain honorary chairman of the Civic Democrats.
Yes, but president is a largely ceremonial post here in the Czech Republic. Just how much power does he have to influence developments here?
Well, Brian, it is a ceremonial post, but he does actually have a great deal of power. Traditionally, the president plays an important role in the aftermath of elections, i.e. From Sunday onwards. It is he who invites the leader of political parties to try and form a government. The Czech constitution actually gives him a lot of leeway. There is nothing in the constitution which says he has to ask the leader of the winning party. So in theory, Mr. Klaus could ask the leader of any party to form a government.
So President Klaus gives this extensive interview to Mladá Fronta Dnes. Did he give any indication that he will exercise that right?
Well, no. He said that he was almost certain the election would be won by either the Social Democrats, who are in power now, or his party, the Civic Democrats, and there was no reason not to invite the leader of whichever of those two parties wins to start the talks on forming a government.
Yeah, what about that new government? Did he give any hints as to what he'd like to see from these elections?
Well, as I said earlier, he's supposed to be a non-partisan president, so he has to be very careful about what he says. But he did give some very heavy hints. For one thing, he launched a fierce attack against the current Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek. He expressed concern over what he called the unprecedented power wielded by Mr. Paroubek. He said the Prime Minister had taken individual personal control over the government as well as over his political party, and said that this was a warning sign to voters.
Right. So hardly an endorsement of the Social Democrats. Did the president say anything else interesting?
Lots, but too much to go into here, unfortunately, Brian. But interestingly, he spoke of his unwillingness to oversee the formation of a minority cabinet after the elections and said that he would push for the creation of a majority government. Now, veteran Klaus watchers would say that's Klaus speak for "I'm not going to let Jiří Paroubek form a minority government propped up by the communists," which is one option on the table, shall we say. Now, if Mr. Klaus's party, the Civic Democrats, win the elections, there's a fair chance there will be a majority centre-right coalition. But if Mr. Paroubek and the Social Democrats win the elections, it is quite unlikely that they will be able to form a majority government. So we could well be in for another long, hot summer of complicated wrangling and political horse trading. So watch this space.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Rob Cameron with that report.